This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The app, ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! It's supposed to rain tonight. Did you hear
No.
Oh, well, that was my next question, was how do we feel about that? And, well, I guess I have my answer.
I just want the beautiful sunshine that we've been talking about.
Yeah, we got teased with that little, with that 80 last
week. Right. I was so nice. I was like, oh, I think I'm getting happy again.
It seems so long ago now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're like 70s, I guess. Maybe not even quite 80. All right. First of all, before we get any further, my God, Running Rebels getting hot at just the right time. Took down San Diego State, which is never a bad thing. 74-67 last night on senior night at the Thomas and Mack. They'll play New Mexico on Friday, and then they're in Albuquerque. And then the Mountain West Conference tournament starts. Lady Rebels are in Wyoming tonight. This is their last. They'll start their tournament on Sunday. It's their last regular season game tonight in Wyoming. And then they'll get into it, and it's tournament time, y'all.
Let's go.
Lady Rebels are crushing like usual. And then ever since Lindy LaRocque took over, and then Kevin Kruger's got the guy. It's like they figured it out just at the right time.
So nice.
And so see what happens. Like they were saying in the post game interviews, they're just like, well, you know what? We'll just keep riding the wave.
Yeah.
Because this, you know, at this point, you just got to keep winning. You just got to get on a streak. Got to get on a heater. Just get after it.
A little sooner on the run.
Yeah. There's nothing harder, in my opinion, than getting to the top is staying on the top. I feel like that's the hardest part, and they're doing it.
Well, or just like us, just staying right in the mushy middle. Just, you know, just stay, be mediocrity. Mediocrity is a difficult thing, because you have to avoid greatness at all costs, but you can't suck enough that you'll get fired. So, you know, just, boy, it's, they have no idea.
Yeah.
Speaking of difficult things. I just read an article, 8 morning habits that can make you miserable. Do you do these?
Oh.
Immediately reaching for your phone in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no? Do you do this?
Yeah, I do.
Adrian?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we're kind of in the information business. And yes, I do. What? What's the grin?
Well, I'm smiling because these days I don't even look for it.
Of course,
notifications or emails, blah, blah, blah.
I just want to know what time it is,
because I don't have like a clock in my room to see what time.
Okay, fair.
You took me literally and grabbed the phone.
Well, but also when I turn my alarm off, I felt the same way. It's already in my hand, so I might as well just start doom scrolling.
Give yourself a chance to wake up and maybe go start a pot of coffee. Your phone is full of stressful stuff, so it's not a great way to start your day. That rarely happens to me. So I don't know. 8 morning habits that can make you miserable. Dwelling on yesterday's problems or mistakes. That's the truth. You can't do nothing about that. Eesh.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about it. So you just got to keep it moving. Starting your day with complaints, that's true. If you roll out and go, oh, God, that's not good. That's not. I mean, we all do sometimes. I love this. Not taking time to be grateful.
Yeah.
That's the flip. That's the flip on it. If you wake up and you go, oh God, there's always something to be happy about. I mean, even if nothing else, you open your eyes that day.
Totally.
You know, there's always something. I mean, truly for us, I'm like, yeah, great. Get to do a show. Now there are days, not many of them recently, but there are days where it's like, oh, I got to do a show. But, you know, 8 morning habits that can make your life miserable. Rushing through your morning without fuel. This is big on breakfast. I honestly don't like eating first thing in the morning. I don't like it. I don't feel good.
Yeah, I don't go right to I just go straight to a cup of coffee, and then in the afternoon, early afternoon, I'm hungry.
I take vitamins, whatnot. I do have a glass of water, and then I just start slamming coffee, and I'll eat later. I don't like eating first thing in the morning.
Yeah, same.
I'm not kidding you.
I'm laughing because I just wonder how we would react if we actually did have time to have breakfast.
Because usually we don't, because we got to get in there.
If we did all these things.
We actually had breakfast.
But here's the other thing. I know people that get up, they get up half an hour earlier because breakfast is the thing.
Yeah.
Usually, though, if I get to the shower, I'm gold. You know what I mean? Then it's going to be a good day. Engaging in negative self-talk. It goes hand in hand with starting the day off with complaints. Don't let your inner monologue drag you down with thoughts of you're lazy or you're screwing up or get your A out of bed, you stupid effing idiot. I'm horrible about it. In fact, just this week, I've made a promise to myself that I wouldn't do it. I'm really bad.
Tell you, I got this book called Let Them by Mel Robbins. I've been reading it. It's for some, it's for some not. It talks about all of this stuff. And it's been so good. I love the whole read. And it explains like why it's so important, like the science behind it, of all the things you're talking about right now. Such a highly recommended book. It's so good.
I hosted a corporate thing here in town with her.
Oh my God, I love her.
Just as 5-second rule was starting to blow up.
Yes. It's sort of like part of that book. Like, what do you do after that? It's so good. I love that you did that. I love her.
No, she's cool. She's cool. We exchanged numbers. I guarantee she would not answer me if I reached out right now. I guarantee it. 8 things in the morning that can make you miserable. Avoiding all physical activity. You don't have to be one of those people who jumps out of bed and runs 5 miles. Even some light stretching or a short walk can release endorphins and boost your mood. I tell myself, just do 10 push-ups. Just do it. Have I ever? No. I'm scared. Honestly, I'm afraid of what might happen.
Yeah,
I'm afraid
of what, you know.
Why didn't Chet come to work today? Well, because he busted his shoulder trying to do a push-up. I worry. And not having a goal in mind. And this is part of where we come in. Hopefully we help you start out healthier and happier and ready to go and ready to meet the day. And that's our plan. That's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely.
So got to follow our own advice. If you did not hear yesterday, it came up late in the show. They announced it nationwide, but only in like, I want to say 6 of the tour dates. Post Malone is doing the traveling tailgate. Okay. For some of the bigger shows on the big ass tour, we have what they are calling our words, not theirs. I'm just trying to stay along with the marketing.
Yeah,
we have big ass VIP tailgate passes. You can get in for free. You can experience this thing for free. You can't get VIP. You can't get it like we got it. Mm-mm. And we'll give it to you. With Michaela's hometown throwdown right about 7:10. I try not to get us too far out there in the show because I realize people have lives and jobs and things that they do. But if you can find a way to work yourself back around to us in about an hour, we'll get you VIP'd for the Post Malone traveling tailgate big ass VIP passes. Oh, and those come along with tickets to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, because how much would that suck? Hey, you're VIP to come and hang out. Oh, look, the stadium's right there, but you can't go in.
So we got you.
Let's make it a great day. Wednesday, March 5th. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. 702-364-9898. By the way, I'm hearing that there's an echo in your microphone, Adrian. I don't know what that means, but that's what I'm hearing. I don't hear it. I don't know why. I'm not sure what the deal is, but there are gremlins in this building. There's just unexplained weirdness that's been going on. If you listen to the show with any regularity, we've had phone. The company tried to save a few bucks and put us on a cheaper phone system, and it literally the answer. So why is it doing this? Sometimes you can't get through. You know that if you call for contests and whatnot, sometimes you can't get through. And literally we said, so did you get an answer on what's up with the phones? And they're like, yeah, it can't handle it.
It's just too much.
So I don't know. Yeah, I think there's something of a fix. It's just like you got to be patient and you got to kind of try, which is, I'm not trying to make this harder on anybody. I'm trying to make it easier. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
702-364-9898. Angela Johnson Reyes, the family reunion tour at the Venetian Theater, Saturday, July 26th. Our friends at Live Nation have been so nice to give some pretty good tickets for that. We would like to give them to you. We just need a little bit of your time for a socially awkward situations edition. Somebody decided to speak out in the 10 items or less line at the checkout at the store the other day. So it's kind of like a mini P1's court. You know, it's a mini relationship rehab, quick and dirty. And all we're asking for you to do is call us right now. 702-364-9898. First pick. Let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, let's try. Let's see. Remember those gremlins we were talking about?
They're playing around this morning.
Okay. Adrian, do we have a caller?
We did. And as soon as you said something, the caller dropped. Let's try this. Hold on a second. Angela, are you there?
You're there. Hi, Angela.
Hi. Good morning.
Oh, that's weird. Angela, we're giving you tickets to go see Angela. Wait a minute. No. What?
That's so stupid. What?
It's meant to be.
Emily in Silverado Ranch reaches out, says, we were at the store. The lady in front of us at the 10 items or less checkout had at least 13 things. The cashier wasn't saying anything. So I said, next time you should use the regular line. The woman gave me a mean look. My husband said I should have just let it go. What do you think?
Honestly, if it's 13 items, I mean, how extreme are you to count her items for one? It's only 13.
It's annoying.
Like a whole cart. I get it's annoying. I mean, honestly, it depends how much of a rush you are, what mood you're in, and if the girl's as you know what, you know? But, I mean, 13, I wouldn't really sweat it, me personally. But, like, if she walked up and she had like a whole cart full of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's going to count 13 items? I mean, come on.
But also, I don't know that it's my job to regulate. I mean, as much as I shoot my mouth off too, I think you're spot on.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said nothing to the girl.
Yeah, Ange, I think you're spot on. Megan in West Henderson, my boy, and by the way, Michaela's body language lets me know that she is also in agreement.
Yeah, not a hill I want to die on. Just do it.
I do love that phrase. Not a hell I want to die. But you know, the other thing Angela said that was also just bang on was that sometimes though You're not in the mood. You're not, it's not that
true.
Day.
True.
It's not the day for you to get in front of me with 13 items, you know, not me particularly, but other people. Megan in West Henderson, this one intrigues me. My boyfriend has made it really clear that he's going to propose probably, you know, in the spring, maybe the early summer. He's also quite often talked about his late grandmother's ring. I love him, and I'm going to say yes no matter what, but that ring is god-awful, and I do not want to wear that for the rest of my life. Do I say something now or wait until he actually proposes?
Ooh, that's hard. I'm sorry. I don't care how much I love you. I'm getting the ring I want, or there's no wedding. I mean, that's me, personally. I'm sorry. But she should say something. You know, if she is considering getting married as well, she needs to be like, hey, you know what? Like, if I ever get married, I really love this type of ring. But he should know her. How long have they been together? I don't know. I'm a little iffy with that because I was with my husband 5 years before we got married, and he gave me another ring, and I said, you need to take this back because I want a heart-shaped diamond. And I got my heart-shaped diamond, or I wouldn't have got married, period. So,
Michaela, do you say something before the proposal or after?
Listen, I was in this situation. My grandma gave me her wedding ring before I even met Lisa. She wanted me to have it when I got married. And when I met Lisa, this sounds horrible. I don't want to put them on blast.
Say it.
Grandma and Papa, I did not like their marriage. I just feel like they were not very nice to each other.
Oh.
And I did not want to bring that energy into my own marriage.
Oh.
So I was like, thank you for the ring, my queen. But I don't want that. I just want to not have that happen. And so I didn't have Lisa propose. You know, I'm an energy girl. Like, I'm not trying to bring all that.
Yeah. Same but different. So in this particular case, do you say you're going to say something? I think we can all agree something's going to get said.
Definitely.
Are you saying it before the proposal or after?
Before.
Really?
Before.
Okay. I will address that in a moment. Stand by. Adrian?
No, you have to say it before and be respectful about the situation. Oh, be respectful about it, but before.
Here's the thing. Let me throw this out there. If you say I am after the proposal, and then you can negotiate the ring. You gotta lock the proposal in first. You gotta because also, Angela, as much as you were saying, well, I'm gonna get the ring that I want, or I'm not getting married, he may also feel like we're going to do it with this ring or I'm not going to propose. At least get the proposal locked in. And then again, you can negotiate the ring after the fact.
No, because then you guys are at two different levels. What if it's not meant to be? I mean, I don't know, because I think he might say, hey, I'm not going to be with somebody that only wants this type of ring. And he might be like, I'm not settling for just anything. That tells a lot about a person, because I'm not high maintenance, but I always get what I want. And he might not want a woman like that.
Yeah, great. Doesn't sound high maintenance at all. You're right. Hopefully these...
after 20 years.
Yes.
Hopefully these tickets to Angela Johnson Reyes will meet your, you know, standards.
I love it. She gets what she wants, baby.
You want
no, you know what? We love you so much. Have a great day. Hang on one second, all right?
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Rock and roll. Let's do some good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. This is pretty nice, Michaela. Video rental. Well, they are the good feeling stories of the day. I don't know why I'm so shocked. A video rental place in Idaho closed down because it's 2025.
Uh-huh.
You know, Idaho finally got the memo. The owner did something really cool. They've got a longtime customer who has Down syndrome. She's 35 and mostly nonverbal. Renting movies has been part of her routine, if you're familiar with.
Oh, sure.
You know, renting movies has been part of her routine for 15 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So the guy who owns the place also owns a convenience store next to it. So he just kind of carved out a corner of the convenience store, which, not for nothing, that costs you money. You know, if you're not selling your stuff, it costs you money.
Totally.
He carved out a corner of the store and turned it into a mini video store that she can still go to.
Oh my God, I love people.
And it's still, you know, in the same spot, so it doesn't take her so far out of her routine.
Totally.
He hung on to a bunch of her favorite movies, so those are so that she always has something to rent.
Listen, that's so sweet. And I think, like, you, the point you were making, it's so important for people that have Down syndrome to stick to their routine, especially a 15-year one. And for that guy to go out of his way, oh, it's just humankind.
Very, very similarly, the Cleveland Clinic, please say that fast. I'm a professional, kids. Don't try this, though. It's very dangerous. You might sprain something. The Cleveland Clinic did something special for a 10-year-old named Ava Cooper last month. She's been there for over 200 days waiting for a new heart and could not go to her school's daddy-daughter dance.
Oh.
So the hospital recreated the daddy-daughter dance in her room.
In love. Fantastic. Love it. I did a daddy-daughter dance with my dad. I was only 8. I remember it to this day.
Yeah, it's the best. Mm-hmm. No, you have to. Talk about a legacy, too. A guy in Australia. His name's James Harrison. He just passed away at 88. People called him the man with the golden arm. Why? Because he could throw a ball really far? Why? Because I'm not sure why else you'd have a golden arm.
Uh-huh.
But the reason he is the man with the golden arm is because of how much blood he donated, or technically blood plasma. James had a rare antibody used to treat a disease in unborn babies. He found out he had it as a teenager and knew that he had. They said, look, we need this stuff. So as a teenager, he started donating his blood plasma every 2 weeks and did it until he was 81 years old. You want to hear the stats? This is insane.
Mm-hmm.
He gave blood almost 1,200 times.
Oh my God.
Officially 1,173 times. He saved the lives of more than 2.4 million babies.
Oh my God. I thought you made say thousands, which would be a lot, but 2.4 million?
Yeah. I don't think we can do that any better than we just did.
No.
I don't know that there can be any better good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Running Rebels had a huge win on senior night, beating San Diego State. That's always a nice thing.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, STDSU. It'll never get old for me. It just won't. It'll never get old for me. Golden Knights have a big game tonight against Toronto in the Fortress.
Oof.
Here's the deal. Golden Knights are 4 points up in the Pacific Division. Edmonton, by all rights, should have closed the gap last night. The Golden Knights are up 4 on Edmonton. Edmonton was playing Anaheim. Now, Anaheim doesn't suck as much as they might, but they suck. And Edmonton lost 6-2 at home.
Jeez.
Ridiculous.
Rough.
So, BGK has a chance to widen the gap, as they say, tonight with a win over Toronto. So go Knights, go and get after it. Vegas Thrill. Play Indy over at Lee's Family Forum tonight, too. So if
Let's
you want to go. Yeah, Vegas Thrill's fun.
They're so fun. The games are really fun, too. I love that. I always feel like it gets uncomfortable during the breaks when the girls are talking. It's not, though. They're really great and interactive with the crowd.
Well, yeah, and it's just quick. It all goes pretty fast. The match itself, it's you know, it takes a while. But yeah. No, the whole thing is great. Desert dogs are good. We got to go to one of those too.
Yeah,
we got to go to that to the lacrosse. It's like hockey with turf.
Yeah, I've never been to a lacrosse game. I'm not even familiar with it.
I haven't gone either. I've been swearing by it. I've been saying I'm doing that. Maybe we go on Friday. Just saying. Maybe we do. Running Rebels have one more game. They'll finish out their regular season at New Mexico and Albuquerque on Friday, then conference tournament time. Lady Rebels are at Wyoming tonight. Mountain West tournament will start on Sunday. Lady Rebels going as the number one seed. That's good. Yeah, it's fun. Sometimes I just like doing that. You know why? Because it wasn't that long ago. We didn't have any of it. We just had the Rebels, and it was fine.
Yeah.
It was enough. We had the Rebels. We had the Lady Rebels. And that was all, literally all we had. We had the 51s, you know, don't at me with, we had the Wranglers. I'm just saying. We got like big time stuff.
I completely agree with what you're saying, especially growing up here. We never had teams, so we never had that camaraderie as a city. And it's very nice to have it now. It does really make a difference.
Yeah, I agree. Shall we? I was going to do something else, and then I went, you know what? Let us just move forward right now, because this is big, and let's go. Post Malone's Traveling Tailgate is coming to Las Vegas at the same time as the Big Ass Tour Stop. That's the official name. I'm not, you know, yell at me all you want. That's the name of it. So this Traveling Tailgate is really cool. It's not for every show. It's just for the biggest shows.
Yeah.
Live music, beer, food, exclusive merch, all this kind of thing. It's open to the public and it's free. We happen to have VIP, they call them big ass VIP tailgate passes. And so Michaela, you skip the line. Skip the line. Good. That's huge. You and your guests skip the line.
Yeah, so fun. You can get two drinks, you and your guest. You can get food from Cane's. I love the naked wings. I mean, the naked chicken fingers. There's a photography booth, which you can remember forever. My favorite, though, is you get put in for a raffle to win a chrome Harley Davidson, which is so fun. Like, that's what you win from a Post Malone Jelly Roll concert. There's so many reasons to go.
And with your big-ass VIP tailgate pass, you get a Post Malone Big Rig comic book. That's going to be a collector's thing, and you get it before it's available to the public. And before you go to this thing and go, Michaela said they had the naked tenders. They won't. You're getting standard.
Don't quote me.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to. They're not going to be able to be doing special orders and whatnot. You know what you're getting? You're getting Cane's. You're getting regular Cane's. You're getting fries. You're getting Cane sauce, and that's enough for you. That's it. That's
King's
perfect.
Grateful.
Kidding me? But I loved it. And I just loved it. You know, we always talked about Taylor Swift and her Eras tour and all that. Posty is in his redneck era.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like full on. He's full on in his redneck era. Oh, along with that, two tickets to the show. So, Charlene Cassagna from Sunrise Manor going for win number 3. Would you like to take her on? Would you potentially like to win these, you know, VIP, what is it? Traveling Tailgate?
Exactly.
Yes, the Post Malone's Traveling Tailgate, the VIP passes. They just happen to be big ass. Would you like all of that? Would you like the tickets to the show? 702-364-9898 right now. Oh, it's very secretive right now. Adrian's holding out on letting us know who our contestant is. I love this. We'll all find out together. Why is it so secret? Is it a celebrity?
Oh, it's no secret. It's just every time we play this, there's anticipation. You know, there's a lot of history behind this game. There's legacies that are being trying to be built. Every time we play this, every morning. Plus, Cane's food, tailgate parties, Allegiant show stadiums. Wow. This is big time stuff.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
What the hell are you talking about? I love that. So this is what happens. It's funny. Every once in a while, I'll just throw something at him. I'll just throw something at him. And he just goes. It's awesome. Yeah. It's what you do. Truly, it's one of my favorite activities. I'll throw something like that, like, hey, what's all the secrecy? And inside, there's just a tiny bit of panic. And Adrian's a performer. He knows what to do.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it becomes a whole production. Well, yeah. There's anticipation, and there's this and that, and somehow we got to
raise. Don't forget about legacies.
Yeah, legacies.
Yeah.
And history. This is where the WWE kicks in. Okay, I got that. Oh, that was really good, dude. That was so good.
You go, Adrian.
Yeah, and then so you just let it play out. You let a slight pause go, and then you just say, what are you talking about? It's my favorite. I just love it. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Should I unveil the secret now?
It's a little bit of a letdown for me, but yeah.
After all that,
how are we going to top that? You kidding me?
I guess I'll try. I'll try. Well, representing North Las Vegas.
Yes.
Erica Mendoza.
Wait a minute. What?
Oh.
Wait a minute. What? This is the... No, wait. Erica Mendoza, I'm mixed up with... What was her name? Guzman, the other day, that got four wins and then
choked. Yeah.
Erica Guzman. Oh. No.
It was Erica Guzman, wasn't it?
Yes.
And Aliante. You know what's really funny? You called her Erica Mendoza as one day, too, which is really funny. You've got a twin, Erica.
I do. I have actually played before on too.
Yeah, you've been in the mix on all of this.
Yeah, welcome back, babe.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
Erica Mendoza, North Las Vegas. North Las Vegas needs to climb up the ladder. They've got four wins overall, tied with Spring Valley, West Henderson, Cadence, and Enterprise. Inspirata, Southwest, Southwest, Southern Highlands, Anthem, Coronado, Wagon Wheel, and Summerlin South all have five wins each. Best of the West in Mountain's Edge, six wins. Centennial Hills is in fourth place with seven wins. Hendertucky in third with eight. Silverado Ranch and Rhodes Ranch tied for second with nine wins overall. Aliante and Sunrise Manor,
the City of Champions,
on top of the leaderboard with 14 wins, and that is where our current champion resides. She is Shirlene Cassagna. Good morning, Shirlene.
Good morning.
Okay, you all ready to go? This is big today. I literally put in, you were so excited about the Pitbull tickets. And I went, we have to do the Post Malone Travel and Tailgate, the VIP passes and tickets to the show, because I know you would love that as well.
I freaked out last night when I saw what it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
And to be honest, Erica, I know it sounds like
better.
Yeah, it sounds like we're favoring Shirlene. We're not. We know everybody would be excited about this. So
yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
You guys know how to play. First one to three is the winner. Make sure you buzz in with your name and do not answer until your name is called, because you may think that you got in first, but you did not. And quite often it's confusing even to us. So with all of that in mind, your quiz master is the one, the only, Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This supermodel turned talk show host is apologizing for some comments made on her top model show she created, but says it was the first.
Shirlene got in first.
Tyra Banks?
Are we talking about Tyra Banks? Yes. The champion pulls one out and goes up one zip.
Our UNLV Rebels had a huge game for senior night last night. What team did they beat?
Shirlene! San Diego?
Would also accept it. Look, it's San Diego State. Would also accept STDSU, but Adrian doesn't like it. Oh, you don't like it.
Oh, she deserves it.
I'm sure there's a San Diego University.
There
so,
is.
So
there's a University of San Diego. There's a Cal State San Diego, I think. There's all different iterations of San. But we knew it.
We knew.
I've been overruled.
Champion 2, Challenger Squadoosh.
Travis Scott is now training for in-ring action in the WWE after legitimately injuring which famous wrestler on Saturday's Elimination Chamber?
Chili?
Oh.
Let me guess where that question came from. No? Adrian, you had nothing to do with that question?
Nothing.
Nope. No, nope.
Not a thing.
Did it myself.
Charlene for the win.
Cody Rhodes?
Is it Cody Rhodes for the win? Adrian, is it?
You're damn right it is, baby.
Game over.
Let's go!
Game over.
Oh my God, you're so smart, Charlene. I didn't know. I thought it was going to be tough, but you rocked it.
Yeah,
good
Erica.
Studying. These prizes are insane for me not to study.
I was just thinking, I was honestly just thinking, my God, this poor girl's going to end up with a tax form if she's not careful. You know what I'm saying? She's crushing it.
Yeah, dude. Oh, so good.
Let me tell you, Erica, let me tell you about this, Charlene. She seems sweet. She seems, you know, just adorable, but she's a killer, this one.
Oh,
she's,
yeah.
Stone Cold
okay,
killer.
It's okay, actually. I won Post Malone tickets already, but I'm glad she was able to get out.
Well, great. We'll see you at the tailgate anyway. Just maybe not VIP style, but we still have plenty of time to work that out as well.
Awesome.
Erica, we'll see you later.
Good job.
Okay, Charlene, what do you want to play for tomorrow? Do you want to play for, you already have Pitbull, you already have the Post Malone. You've got two tickets to the show as well, by the way. As well as the VIP tailgate passes. What do you want to play for tomorrow? Do you want to play for passes for our advanced screening of Novocaine in 4DX with seat motion and environmental effects? Ooh, vibrating seats? Tell me more. Or do you want Angela Johnson Reyes tickets for Venetian Theater in July? What do you want to play for tomorrow?
Oh, I already have Angela Johnson.
Oh yeah, yesterday.
Oh yeah, because you've got three wins.
Mm-hmm.
Monday.
Okay, well then it's Novocaine in 4DX for you then tomorrow. All right.
Okay.
Fantastic. Charlene Cassagna of Sunrise Manor goes for win number three tomorrow. Oh no, goes for win number four tomorrow. Mm-hmm. She's got three, going for four tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Coming up in moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
We were supposed to get to this yesterday, and we never did on the 177-second survey. I'll leave it at this. It's a personal question, and I'm not afraid to answer it. I will answer this question that I think would make a lot of people uncomfortable, but I will answer it honestly and honestly without a hesitation.
Great.
I have no problem with this. And I know, here's what I love about this too, is that any reservation that you may have had, Michaela, that will go away because I will answer this question directly and honestly. And then you go, well, if you jump, I jump. And that, you know what I mean? I just know you.
What's this question?
It involves you being naked.
Oh, God. Get over it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just being funny.
Well, it might be like that. I mean, not for me.
Just being silly.
Because it also involves, okay, I was gonna try and make it better. And I was going to go, it also involves me being naked. And then I went, no, wait, that doesn't doesn't involve. separately, not together.
Okay.
Although some, never mind. Also, if something happens and suddenly, you know what I mean? Because nobody knows what's ahead of us during this day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there a plan? We need, there's many things that we need to discuss on the 177-second survey. A minute ago, we were talking about Novocaine effects, seat motion and environmental effects and all that kind of stuff that put you in the heart of the action. Monday, March 10th at Regal Red Rock, which I loved. yesterday, Adrian goes, yeah, it's a big deal. Of course it's at Regal Red Rock. It's the only one in the state.
Period.
Pretty much, if anything cool is in Las Vegas, it's going to be the only one in the state. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
You know, in some states, that's a big deal. I don't expect them to have one in Ely. I don't, you know, maybe Reno, but yeah. Pahrump, no. Elko, no. Mesquite, no. Carson City, no. Reno, no. That's pretty much it.
Truly.
Oh, well, no. Searchlight, no. Laughlin, probably not. Now I believe I've covered all of them.
Yeah, what good. Now we know.
Literally, what am I missing? You can give me some small town with like 500 people in it, but literally, have I not just hit all the cities in Nevada?
I would confidently say yes.
Sparks, you didn't say Sparks. That's Reno. Shut up. You didn't say Henderson. That's Las Vegas. We all know that.
Yes, truly.
In any event, it is still a big deal. The Novocaine in 40X. Number one, the movie looks great just on its own, with the seat motion and environmental effects that come with the 4DX technology. Pretty cool. You want your free ticket? What?
Nothing. Nothing.
What?
We do a radio show. No one can see my face. I'm just, 4DX is amazing. I don't care what the movie is. I would go just for the 4DX. Spectacular film. I've spoken my piece all week. I'm sorry.
I believe you have. No, and you know what we've learned? No one loves this more than you.
Truly.
You should be, honest to God, hey, 4DX people, this should be your poster boy right here. This guy should be your spokesperson. There should be a paid endorsement for Adrian Hernandez. He loves the 4DX so much.
He sold me on the experience. I'm going next weekend.
You heard vibrating seat. Listen, I'm just saying, I still, by the way, Miles Smith, with respect, Miles Smith, it's Miles with a Y, the guy who just sung that song, Stargazing. Mm-hmm. He could walk in this studio right now and kiss me on the mouth, and I'd be like, excuse me, sir, have we met?
I know, I know.
But I will say this, even though my knowledge of, you know, Miles Smith is limited, I still have not seen him and Louis Capaldi in the same room at the same time. I'm just saying.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I miss Louis Capaldi. I love Louis Capaldi.
Love.
And every time I hear that song, I go, God, I hope Louis is okay. Because, you know, he struggles. He struggles a bit.
So, but the vibes are similar for sure. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. 177 second survey. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We have Kathy Santos from the Best of the West. Best in the West, excuse me.
Yeah, sure. Best of the West, I believe. Was Adrian telling you all about how great this 4DX stuff is? Sorry, nobody else could hear you. I could hear you. No one else could hear you. Uh-huh. Yeah, was he really? Was he telling you all? Because he loves it.
Yeah. I'm in. Sounds like every time.
Every time we talk about this, he's like, no, you guys really, you don't understand. It's awesome. And what movie did you see in 40X?
I've seen a whole bunch. The latest one was Sonic. Sonic.
Oh, cool.
Do you take your kid?
Yes.
Obviously.
No, he loves it.
Oh, I'll bet. All kinds of stimuli. Mm-hmm. That's fun. All right. You're 170. What's your name again?
Kathy.
Sorry, I got all excited. With a C or a K?
A C. That's the proper
I or a Y. I or a Y.
Y.
Kathy with a Y. Okay, I'm ready now. Your 177-second survey starts now. Kathy, among the many riveting questions that you've been presented with already, I'm going to ask you this one. Do you pee in the shower?
No, absolutely not.
Never. But never.
No, I think my kids do though. I have a lot of boys in the house.
Oh, for sure.
You got a grown man in the house too?
Yes, and I would not doubt that he does as well.
Michaela, do you?
Yeah.
How often?
Probably every time. The minute the water hits my body, all of a sudden I have to pee, so I just go.
Yeah. I will tell you right, Adrian.
100%.
Every day?
Close to it.
Okay, would you say it was regularly, a few times every week, or daily?
A few times.
I'm daily. Michaela, regularly, a few times every week, or daily?
Okay, oh, you just Kathy, said it, daily. Don't judge me, my queen. Every day, daily.
Yeah, and Kathy is a never. 24% of people say they do regularly. 12% a few times every week, and another 12% saying every single time. I'm like you, Michaela. It's a trigger. It's a trigger. I get it.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it just feels like a pain in the butt to have to get out of the shower. You're all wet. You've got water all over your bathroom floor just to sit on a wet toilet. It's too much. It's just too much. I'm lazy.
I hear you. Oh,
go to the bathroom before.
But my body doesn't know until I hear the sound of the water.
Amen. Michaela, we are twins. I'm telling you, we are fraternal twins. Born
like Arnold Schwarzenegger and
born 50 years apart. I'm joking. It's not quite 50. Kathy. Oh, Kathy.
Yes.
Our friend Jenny told us that her friend and her have an agreement that if either one of them dies, the other one goes to their house and gets all of their toys. A nightstand drawer. Somebody goes to the house and cleans out the nightstand drawer so that their family does not discover them. Do you have such a plan?
No, but I should probably put one in place.
I did a little asking around. My buddy's wife and their neighbor across the street have that plan.
So funny.
I will tell you, my best friend from high school passed away. He had a aneurysm on his spleen, and he was driving down the freeway, and he just literally kind of just eased over to the center median, hit the concrete thing soft. And he passed away on the spot.
Oi, oi.
His brother called me and immediately, literally the second question out of his mouth, because I was the first one to find out. Then his brother and I were talking, and he said, "Do you know of anything in his apartment that we need to go get?"
Oh, funny.
And I said, I don't know of anything, and he does not seem the type. However, he was a guy that was kind of stuck a little in high school. So it wouldn't have shocked me were there to be something in the closet in a box. Mm-hmm. And I said, whoever gets to the apartment first, check the closet. Check the closet and just, look for any for a box. I had another question, but I don't want to do it. We'll talk about these things later. Kathy with a C and a Y on the end from Best of the West. Have a lovely day and have fun seeing Novocaine in 4DX. Personally endorsed by your boy, Adrian Hernandez.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Cannon Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, God. Relationship rehab. You know how when you're in the car and you get a call or a text, and it pops up on the screen.
Oh yeah.
In your car? Did this dude really just get a call from his wife? This story is so funky. Now I know we all immediately want to leap, and I did too. I've got the advantage of spending a little time with this.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all immediately go, dump him. That's it. I went.
Yeah.
Do not pass code. Do not collect $200. Period. Game over. We're done.
Yes. No.
However, in this great nation of ours, you are innocent until proven guilty. Proven guilty. Hear the whole story, and then we'll decide.
Love the way you do get me started.
KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
Love it. On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me up there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Man, that was a huge win for the Runnin' Rebels last night, beating San Diego State 74-67, peaking at just the right time. One more regular season game against New Mexico in New Mexico on Friday. Then the Mountain West Conference tournament starts, and anything can happen. You just never know, but it looks like the guys are. And without DT. Deedon Thomas, he's been out. Local kid, makes good. His dad played at UNLV. He's playing at UNLV. And even without him, they won like 6 out of 7, something like that. It's really good. That was a big win last night.
Yeah.
VGK and Toronto tonight at the Fortress. This is pretty big right now. Golden Knights are third in the conference, right? Although first in the Pacific. So really, but I mean, as far as seeding and stuff like that, they so they got a little bit of Edmonton. Edmonton lost to Anaheim last night. What a bunch of idiots. Way to go. Connor McDavid. What a.
Jeez.
Remember him from the Four Nations tournament? He's like the best player in the world.
Yeah, you taught me.
And then in Edmonton, we kind of hate them anyway.
Yeah, I literally just go with what you say. If we hate them, we hate them.
Appreciate you. That works both ways.
Thank you.
I mean, if you're talking about sparkly gowns and singing and stuff, I just go, yeah, she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, that's how we communicate.
That's right. It's just blind faith and trust.
Truly.
Just, sure.
Can't say we don't trust each other. Don't know where we're leading each other to.
Jumping off a cliff, are you? Sweet, I'll go.
Yeah, looks about cool. If you're going to do it, let's go.
Yeah, fantastic. Vegas Thrill play tonight, too. They're playing Indy. A little revenge match when they went to Indy last or week, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a little revenge match. All right. Relationship rehab, and this one's a bit stout. There's a lot to it.
Ooh.
She's 28, he's 30. They went on a date to go hiking up in Valley of Fire. We met up, ate breakfast, and hit the road. Everything was going good. We were just, you know, listening to music, vibing. He gets a phone call. He was driving. So his phone was connected to the Bluetooth. I could see who was calling. Caller ID says, my wife. And my stomach just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized I don't know her name. But she says, my stomach just dropped. We've been dating / talking for 7 months. Nothing he did gave any signs of him being married. Hand pick up the call, let it go to voicemail. My mood instantly shifts, as you might imagine. And he asks what's wrong. Mm-hmm. I told him I saw who called and that he needed to call them back right now in, you know,
while I'm in the car
with you. Mm-hmm. Sure. He was going on about how it was his brother. And I said, that's BS. Cause I saw it clear as day that it said my wife. Well, he goes on his phone and shows me his recent calls. And it says, big bro was the last one. And it was the time the call came through. The thing is, when the call came through initially and he let it go to voicemail, I was staring at it in disbelief. And then I looked away because I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Uh-huh.
It's possible
that
he changed the contact name really quick.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
You call that number and he doesn't show me, but he does call somebody and a male voice picks up the phone. He hangs up. We start arguing. He insists that he doesn't have a wife. He doesn't know how that happened, etc. We get to the spot, and I try to put it past me, but I can't let it go. If he had refused to show me his phone at all, I would have gone ahead and taken that. I love this. This is funny. I would have gone ahead and taken that $1 million Uber ride home.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Valley of Fire. Can you imagine?
That's it. I'm getting an Uber. They don't even go out that far.
And I'm just going to sit here and not talk to you for 4 hours while they come all the way out here.
Exactly.
We end up leaving earlier than planned, and he keeps trying to explain himself, but I can't forget the image of my wife calling. I told him I needed some space to think about what happened. Am I overreacting? Now, don't we all just immediately jump to, no, you're not overreacting. Mm-hmm. This guy's a cheating son of a, you know what, and blah, blah. I'm not so sure. I have questions. Okay. I don't want to jump. I don't want to full on jump to conclusions.
Okay.
Even though the conclusions appear to be right there in front of my face, as well as everyone else's.
Okay. But with you, I have one question also that great, would determine great. It.
No, perfect. Then no, that's awesome. All of that's, spot on. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have Pitbull tickets if you would like. Pitbull, Vegas After Dark Residency, Blue Live Theater. Are you free next Wednesday? Well, we have one in 1 week's time. Live Nation have given us lovely tickets. I love the Blue Live Theater too.
I know you do.
Yeah, I really like that room. And Pitbull there, oh my God. So 702-364-9898. Let's work through this together on Relationship Rehab.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I find this one, there's something that doesn't work for me on this. The long and the short of it is they were going to go hiking up in Valley of Fire. So that's a little bit of a hike.
Sure.
No pun intended. That's a little bit of a drive. they headed out. He gets a call. The Bluetooth comes up on the screen. She swears it says my wife. He swears that's not how it goes. He shows her his phone. It says big bro on the phone. Then he calls the number, or he calls a number. A guy picks up. And yeah,
he was able to make it make sense before she could really see anything with her own eyes. But my problem is,
I have one. No, I'm listening.
Okay. I feel like she should have just, like you initially said, called the number, even if it said big brother, like call whatever number called in just to see who answered.
She's not sure which number, but at some point, okay, let me bring, you know what? Let's bring Lisa in right now, because I think she might be able to. This is why I'm not completely convicting and sending him to the electric chair.
Okay.
You know,
I'm with you, Chet.
I'm not sure if I'm with me. explain why you say you've got to believe this. At some point, don't you have to believe this guy a little bit?
Yes. She's been dating him, first of all, for 7 months. In 7 months, he didn't have time to fix that on his phone. Like, if he's that deceptive towards her, wouldn't he have fixed the my wife on his phone to just, you know, somebody's name? Driving up to Valley of Fire is quite a ways. I drive to Mesquite every morning to go to work. And right. I have a thing where, how could he be driving and change the phone to Big Bro while he was driving to Valley of Fire that fast? Like, I've got a lot of questions about this one. I think he has to believe him, because there's too many questions here. And he called somebody back, but that he didn't talk to that person. That's a little for me. But I still think he's innocent. I think that this is, after 7 months, you kind of have to believe him, unless, like, he's not for you.
Well, look at you with your heels dug in, Michaela. Mm-hmm. You're shaking your head.
Because I'm listening to Lisa. She's making so much sense. But also, I still have a problem with the theory.
Okay, hold tight with that. Hold tight with that just for a second. Lisa, you hold tight as well, and we'll see you at Pitbull next Wednesday.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Yay for yay you.
On.
Nicely done. Okay, Brittany, why is this whole thing why doesn't this hold up?
It's just too fishy. I feel like, unfortunately, she missed her opportunity to truly verify in the moment if the last call that came in, if he changed the caller ID. So to go backwards now is a little tough, but I wouldn't trust it. That's just too much. But
I hear you.
Another way you could verify is try to hang out with his brother and call him wifey and see if he reacts and knows that that's his nickname.
That's funny. Wifey. What? Mm-hmm. You know, like he's like, oh, what are you talking about? That's good. Travis, anything to add to that?
I kind of see both sides of it. That was my thing, is how would he be able to change to Big Bro while he's driving? Of course, unless Big Brother is actually referring to his wife because she's always watching over him.
Well done. That's funny. Sir. Oh, well done. Well played.
That's all I got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that was no, and that's good. Oh, I think was that our buddy Travis Dillingham?
I believe so.
Now listen, before we talked to him at six, the last time we talked to him, it was like 6 a.m. He sounded the same as he does at 8.
Yeah, so yeah, he does.
He was giving us the old "Hey, I just woke up" thing. But he sounds just as groggy right there.
Yeah.
Jennifer, why don't you believe this guy? Can I just throw something out there? This in a court of law, and I realize we're not in a court of law. We're not. But in a court of law, they say beyond a reasonable doubt. I think there's a lot of reasonable doubt here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the more listening to the story and everybody put out their input, it seems like there's a missing piece to it, and it seems like he's more and more believable. Lisa made some good points.
Okay, why are you shaking your head again, Michaela?
No, Lisa made all the points that I'm going against, because here's why. Remember when she was like, maybe he didn't have time to change the wife in his phone. It's been 7 months. He could have, would have, should have. When I go some places, I sometimes have Lisa like film it for me. So she often has to airdrop for me, or I'll just do it from her phone myself. If I saw a name change that didn't say my wife, because that's how I'm saved under her phone, it would be so suspicious to me. I'd be like, why is it my regular name? Why is it not my wife? Like, he couldn't change it if he's still married. His wife would know. Also, I probably shouldn't admit this out loud, especially coming from a cop family. A lot of things. Texting on my phone, going at a certain speed, or driving anywhere. Like, that's also not a good excuse.
With her in the car, though?
Yes. Yes. And here's why. Because if as she said, I got to find the part of it, but she said, I looked away. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Yada, yada, yada. So if she's disgusted and now she's staring out the window, mm-hmm. He grabs his phone. I mean, maybe. I can make a solid case for both sides. I really could. I can make a solid case for both sides. Are we missing the idea that Bluetooth is not perfect? That sometimes weird stuff can pop up. I don't recall a situation like this, but are we dismissing the idea that there could be a problem with the technology?
That's a good point.
I don't know.
I think it's too sus. My wife is so specific. I know we have little mistakes, but like, it's kind of a big one.
Jen, thank you. I want to bring in, here's, and I'm really excited about this. My buddy Justice from the Las Vegas Aces. Justice, among other things, she does a lot of stuff at the Aces. Like, literally, she's my ace. If I need something and I'm not sure who to call, I call Justice, because she'll get it done.
Love that.
One way or another. Justice is also the director of the high rollers, which we'll explain all of that in a minute. Justice, I know. And by the way, Justice also, I'm pretty sure, would know how to murder you and get away with it. I'm just saying. So I know what answer I may potentially get asking this question. You've been listening to all this. Girls going hiking with her boyfriend of 7 months up at Valley of Fire. On the way up there, he gets a call that he doesn't answer. Let's go to voicemail. It comes up on the screen, you know, in the car as my wife. He swears he's not married. He swears it was his brother. He called somebody on his phone. A dude answered, and then he just hung up the phone. Whatever. Do you believe this?
Absolutely not.
Justice has been served.
No. Yeah. Oh, God, you've been waiting since you found out her name was Justice. Nobody, you've been waiting.
And she's
for that.
Brilliant.
God, first time you've heard that, huh?
I think there's just too many things, you know, with technology and nowadays, like there's too many ways that it's not something like that just doesn't easily happen without there being a clear statement of my wife popping up on someone's phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Do you just immediately blow up a 7 month relationship because of that, or do you investigate further?
I think at that point, it's not my responsibility to investigate. It's now that person's responsibility to prove their innocence, because it's not something that popped up on my phone or anything that I'm hiding. So I don't think it's for me to have to investigate, but it is for that other person to need to go the extra mile to prove their innocence of what that is or what's going on, because a clear blanket statement of my wife popping up on someone's phone is not something that you just easily like, oh, it's just it's a mishap. It's just something else. So
she's not putting up with it.
I'm obsessed with her. She's like, I'm not doing any extra work. You can prove it to me. Thank you.
By the way, yeah. Justice, she chooses you. You don't choose her. She chooses you. Yes. And that's how it works. Are you still with your boyfriend?
I am. Yes. We're going on 3 years.
God bless America. What's his name again? He's a good dude. Is he right there? Can I say hi? No, I'm just kidding.
He's not here. He's at work. But yes, Josh. He's
Josh.
Pretty amazing.
I wanted to call him Mark, and I knew it wasn't right. All right, listen. Definitely, let's get to the real thing.
Popping up my fucking Mark.
So, oh God, see how these things happen. See how they happen.
Went for the name.
They were on the radio, and I have witnesses.
So to my knowledge, the high rollers is the first of its kind. I had never heard of anything like this before. High rollers is a dance team, Michaela, mm-hmm. that performs at Las Vegas Aces games, comprised of 50 plus performers, 50 years of age and older.
Oh, that's high so rollers. Cute.
The crowd loses its mind. Now, I don't know if we were the first, but I know that we are the best. Justice is the director of the High Rollers, and you're having auditions this weekend.
Yes, yes, we are. Saturday, March 8th, and Sunday, March 9th will be our auditions for High Rollers.
But they got to sign up today.
Yes. Yeah, so today registration has been open for about 3 to 4 weeks. Today is the last day to register. So if anyone would like to register, please hop on over to our Las Vegas Aces High Rollers auditions, and you can register online.
Wait, I'm obsessed with this. And what do they prepare? Like a 1 minute dance? Like what is the audition process for them?
Yeah, so following registration, we sent out a audition video of a dance. It gives instructions on the dance, as well as shows one of the Raiderettes who also works with us performing the dance. So you'll learn the audition dance, and then we'll have a brief section of interview questions just to kind of get to know you, because you will also be an ambassador of the Aces if you make the 2025 High Rollers audition team. And so, it's just a dance, some freestyle, really mainly having fun, and then doing an interview process.
What's the commitment? Like literally, how much is involved? Because I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'd love to do it, but I don't know if I have the time to put into all this. Sounds serious, and it is. They all, whoever makes the cut, they take it very seriously. And here is my thing. I've said Justice is almost too good at what she does, because sometimes they're almost too good, and you forget. I mean, because the bit is that they're 50 and fabulous. You know what I mean? That they're a little older, and then maybe it's, you know, so it's almost a little too polished at times. But
yeah. So that was my main thing. I know, for a lot of people, it might seem like a lot. We do practice one day a week. So every Monday night is when our practices usually take place. And then we perform for about half of the season. So about 11 to 12 games throughout the season, not including playoffs, will perform for each home game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Michaela, will you do me a favor? Can you see your screen? Did you see what our producer wrote on the screen? Will you read what that says?
Oh
on
my
the screen?
God, Adrian, Michaela, they are so hot. A bunch of Dolly Partons running around. I cannot stand you, Adrian. I cannot stand you.
We're finding out a lot about me today, but I'm just a big fan.
I don't know.
A big fan of the High Rollers. Listen, I think it's incredible. They say like you get a whole second new life at 50. And I feel like it's young, it's fun, it's flirty. Yeah. And dancers are dancers forever. This is so fun.
Or if you've never danced. Honestly, if you've never danced and you've said, I want to be a part of this. Okay, so how do they do it? How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so they'll register online, and then their email will be sent to me. And if they have any questions, my information will be on a follow-up email that includes all the information for the auditions. And then we will see them this Saturday and Sunday.
The email, I'm going to take a big, giant leap here, okay? is it LasVegasAces.com?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because it's like a chance I could screw this up, but I'm pretty. So go to LasVegasAces.com. Today is the last day. So make sure you get your, you know, at least get in the mix, get in the system. And then auditions are this weekend. And then my God, Aces season starts soon enough.
Have fun.
I miss you. Oh, my wife says hi. My wife sent a text. Tell Justice I said hi. My wife says hi. So, and then I'll see you soon.
Yes, we'll see you guys very soon.
Tell everybody at the office I said hey.
I will, for sure.
All right. Thanks, a great day. Justin. Good luck, Justice. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God. That's hard, too. It's so hard if you've ever been a part of that process. Well, you've been part of the process of going to auditions and castings and all that. I've been fortunate enough a couple of times to be on the other side of it where you're judging. It's oh, my God. It's just a massive undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. What did we decide on relationship rehab? Are we getting a final thought? Make up or break up? Do you give it another chance or do you break up?
Break up.
Adrian.
Make up.
I'm don't break up yet. Extraordinarily short leash.
Oh. Okay?
Extraordinarily short leash.
Fine.
All right, good. That's it. I'm looking around. Nope. I think we're done. Thanks for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
What's that thing they used to say? I need you guys to help me out. Do you want... I have three stories and I'm not sure which one I want to do. The latest on Fyre Festival 2.
Oh, kind of juicy.
I know. Nightmare fuel. You will never get your bags from the airport without thinking about this again.
Oh, maybe the Fyre Festival.
Or what is it? What is it they used to say back in the day on Wide World of Sports? The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Which one would you like?
I feel like I was really invested in the Fyre Festival documentary, and I'm willing to hear what they have to say.
Adrian, give me nightmare fuel, because I just left the airport earlier this week, and it was like the most scared experience because of everything that's happening. So let's just pile on.
You know what? We could do both. We could do both. I was hoping to choose one. We can do both. Sunday night, A woman went to the hospital for treatment after she went to pick up her luggage at Logan Airport in Boston and got stung by a scorpion.
Oh my God, Adrian.
I didn't do it.
You're the one who wanted the story.
Oh, but you did.
Where was she flying in from? Australia? What the hell?
No. They don't know. They don't know where the scorpion came from.
Yeah,
and
right.
It doesn't say, I'm looking through just to see if I might have missed something. No, it doesn't say where she was from. Scorpions not typically found in Boston. An expert, and I think any normal person, says it's conceivable that the scorpion just hitched a ride on the luggage, somehow survived the freezing temperatures in the baggage area, or, you know, in the cargo, whatever. Okay, for yours, Fyre Festival, we can also do quick. So Billy McFarland, you know, the guy from the first Fyre Festival, the guy who went to jail.
Oh, yeah.
Has said over and over and over, you can trust me. You can believe me.
Really?
We've learned our lesson. Fyre Festival 2 is happening. It's going to happen in Isla Mujeres. You know, they've got it down.
Mm-hmm.
Organizers, his guys that are with him, this Billy McFarland, they keep insisting, we have secured top tier private venues and hotels in partnership with our local allies, and that they have established communications with the corresponding authorities to ensure full compliance and flawless execution. However, do you know what the dates are, Michaela?
I don't know. May?
No, they don't have any dates.
Oh, my God. This is as bad as Casey Anthony trying to get back on TikTok to become relevant. Nobody can be trusted.
Do you know who the artists are?
Nobody?
They don't have any.
Oh, good. Very good.
Tickets are on sale. If you want to buy them, they're priced between $1,400 and $12,500. Now for the icing on top of the cake. Isla Mujeres, Mexican tourism director, Edgar Gasca, says, we have no knowledge of this event.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay.
Nor contact with any person or company about it. For us, this is an event that does not exist.
Billy, get it together.
That's your Fyre Festival 2 update.
Way.
stay tuned for further news.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Wednesday, March 5th, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. I'm Chet Buchanan. And so I saved this for just this part of the show. When I know that pretty much everybody has dumped their kids off at school.
Sure.
Just to let you know, you know, because some people when they're younger, they go, oh, I'm going to have a billion kids. It's not so much in fashion as it used to be. But then you have one kid and you realize that it's exhausting, it's expensive, it's completely life consuming. And you're like, okay, I'm good. I have friends that have multiple kids that will tell you it actually gets, for whatever reason, it seems to get a little easier.
Two is tougher
than one.
Mm-hmm.
But three, once you get to three and beyond, it's kind of all the same thing.
Well, and they kind of keep each other company. They hang out and they kind of watch each other. So you're like, get out of here.
And by the way, we know that there's going to be a dissenting opinion. That's fine. I'm just saying this is what we know from most people. There's also a new study out that shows having children is good for your brain, especially if you have a ton of them. Having more kids is linked to what they're calling increased brain connectivity in areas that typically decline with age. So basically, your kids can protect you against brain aging. The effect was seen in both moms and dads, so it's not about the going through the pregnancies or whatever. It's the actual caregiving experience. Deadbeat parents, I don't want to hear about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen, you get no benefits. For men specifically, however, having more children was associated with increased grip strength. Okay. Now that sounds funny on the face of it, mm-hmm. but apparently increased grip strength is a predictor of overall brain health. They didn't get into specific numbers of kids. They just found that the more children the people had, the stronger the brain differences appeared. Obviously, there's some downside in having to stress over putting 14 kids through college.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side of this, people with no kids, you are not completely left out. For one, the findings highlight the value of caregiving or nurturing, which can extend to taking care of other family members, friends, neighbors, whatever. So I think you and I, Michaela, kind of fit into that because we're those people.
Totally. But I'll tell you, my dad has four kids and he's needed all of his children to help with my stepmom. And he couldn't have done it better. Four people that he has in-laws. He's got like eight kids just running circles for him. It's perfect.
Oh yeah. To do it. And then wait until it's his turn. My God.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Also, just in case you were wondering, many other factors can influence your brain aging, including education, physical diet, physical activities, and social engagement, which, by the way, if you're looking, I know that there's plenty of us right now that are going, yep, screwed. That's it. Yeah. I'm not doing it. I don't have any of those. Education, physical activity, no. Diet, awful. Social engagement, no. I see.
Just hang it up.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm pretty sure we already have the answer to this, but there is 25 years after the song came out, we do have an answer to who let the dogs out? Some lady in San Bernardino. If you answered some lady in San Bernardino, you got it right.
Yeah.
My God, I get it that you want to change the world and that there are certain things that you find unjust and that some lady used bolt cutters to break into an animal shelter on Wednesday of last week and set 24 dogs free.
Oh my God.
Security footage of her leaving while a bunch of dogs follow her out. It happened around 3:30 in the morning. A security guard saw loose dogs running around, called the cops. They arrested a woman nearby after they found several of the dogs with her. Last we heard, they hadn't officially said it was the same woman, but they did arrest her and detain her for a short period of time on an outstanding warrant. So she's already got a warrant. And they have called her a person of interest.
Mm-hmm.
The shelter managed to round up all but one of the dogs. Now, okay, before we get into a big argument about this, not me and you,
no.
Us, the break-in actually may have had an upside. It's probably not the way you want to go about it, but a ton of people saw the story because TV news program is going to miss the opportunity? Ordinarily I would never do who let the dogs out, and that I would never.
Right.
Okay.
But this called for it.
Well, you know who would? Every TV news program, because they want to have their kicker story. And here's what's great. So they did that. A bunch of people saw the story and reached out to adopt. At least one of the dogs has already been adopted, and they've had a bunch of donations.
Listen, I love that so much, but do not let dogs out. They increases their chance of getting hit by a car, eating something bad that could hurt them. Not the move, dude.
This is the thing. I get it. Yeah, you don't want feral dogs. They don't. Think about your idiot dog right now. I guarantee this story has gone on long enough that you have looked at your dog and gone, yeah, you would have never made it. Seriously,
Dad,
when we had dogs, if they did, one of my dogs got out one time, BJ, he could run like the wind, jump like a deer. He got out and ran straight to the desert. We finally found him 4 days later he was running in the middle of the 215 at Eastern. On that curve that comes up to Eastern.
Puppy.
He was running in the middle of the road. Somebody finally got him to you know, knock it off, and got him to come to him. We took him to the vet, and how had he survived? We're not sure where he found water from because it was the middle of the summer, and he had been eating rocks. So don't let the dogs out of the shelter. And yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, did you like that song? It's the more you know before we go. Mm-hmm. And once you know, then we can go. Mm-hmm. And sure. My great, great, great uncle, James Buchanan.
Yeah.
Is the only president who never married.
Oh, a player for life.
By the way, don't waste your time on
Googling
whatever genealogy, whatever it is, Googling any of that. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Yeah.
I'm telling you about my great, great, great uncle, James Buchanan.
Hey, he's telling the truth. Don't look it up.
That's right. The only president who never married. The only one. It's weird.
No.
There were 112 deaths, as you may know, if you've ever taken the damn tour out in Boulder City. There were 112 deaths associated with the construction of the dam. Probably know this one. The second person and the last person to perish in the building of the dam were a father and a son, and they died exactly 13 years apart. You look like you've not heard this story before.
Never. I've always wanted to go to Hoover Dam. I've never been. I've never been. And I also think of National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation when he just keeps saying the damn thing and the damn place and the damn partner. And it's
Taken the damn tour?
No, I've never taken the damn tour, and I want
to. Michaela Gordon, and it's been 20 years for me. Boulder City.
Go to a field trip.
1,000,000%. All right, P1s, saddle up. We're going to play hooky from work one day.
Yes.
We're
going
to go on a weekday. We're going to get a bus and some beers and go take the damn tour.
Please.
This company will never let us take beers, but we'll sneak them. So don't worry about it. The dad drowned on December 20th, 1922. The son fell off a tower December 20th, 1935. And they'll tell you that when we finally go.
Yeah.
Somebody shoot me an email right now. Chet.Buchanan@Audacy.com. AUDACY. Or DM me on social at Chet Buchanan. CHETBUCHANAN. Or DM us at 985KLUC.
Yes.
Like how I did that? That's professional. That's what we call a professional segue right there. Adrian, what do you got working?
If you smell what I'm cooking, you would be following me on Instagram and TikTok. So if you want to smell what I'm cooking, you should follow me on there. Heavyweight Radio on TikTok, on Instagram, a whole bunch of new content fresh from Toronto over this past weekend on The Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez podcast, which you can get for free on that Odyssey app, along with the latest and greatest from The Chet Buchanan Show
and Michaela Gordon.
Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I will be at Nowhere Lounge tonight inside Fountain Blue. Come say hello.
Interesting for your Wednesday night entertainment.
I know.
Sparkly gown and spray tan. Look out, y'all.
You know it, baby.
We will catch you back here tomorrow morning. Everybody have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.